We're going to think of trying to understand what has happened with these two passages that we've had, because the first passage was looking at a situation with John the Baptist. And it said the next day John was there again with two of his disciples. And when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." Now, my understanding of how this fits together is that John is by the River Jordan, the other side, in Bethany, and he's been baptizing. And the scene where Jesus has been baptized and taken by the Holy Spirit into the desert for 40 days has happened. And my understanding, to put it back together, is that Jesus is now coming back to begin his ministry and coming through the same town, the same place where John the Baptist has continued to baptize people. And he points out, when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." So Jesus is now about to begin his ministry after the 40 days. And that's how I can understand how this all works. And when the two disciples, that's disciples of John, heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Okay? So they were discipling and being with John. But Jesus had come by. He said, "Look, the Lamb of God." And they start following Jesus. And Jesus turns around, so you can imagine that this isn't, you know, they're following him, he's there, and they're following him, interested to follow this, he said, and he turns around and challenges them in a way, and he says, turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" Can you imagine being followed by somebody and, you know, you want to know what do they want? And they said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they go off with Jesus. And we learn later that one of these, and they spent the day with him, okay? So they've gone off with Jesus. They may have been traveling. He might have gone to see where he lived, but they spent the day with him. And we learn then that one of these disciples of John the Baptist was Andrew, the brother of Simon, who's going to be called Peter. So it's quite a way where John the Baptist was. It's probably 2 days' travel from where the fishing was in Bethsaida. And I'll explain this in a little bit. So what has happened? Because Simon and Andrew are brothers. They're fishing together. And so he's had time to go. And Andrew said, "I want to go and find out what John the Baptist is doing." And Simon Peter said, "Well, who's going to do the fishing then?" "Well, you're all right. You'll manage on your own. And we're your partners." So he's had leave. He's kind of like had a, what do you call it? He's been given time off from fishing to go and find out and go and be with John the Baptist. So he is following John the Baptist. So he's not just been there a day or two. He's been away a little bit. And so Andrew is there. So Andrew has already done an exchange. He's already changed. He changed to go down and see John the Baptist, and he has exchanged being a fisherman to being a follower of John the Baptist. Okay? And then we read that they spent the day with him. So they went and saw where he was staying, Jesus was staying, and they spent the day with him. And it was about 4 PM. And then he gets Simon Peter. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." And he brought him to Jesus. I want to just try and explain this as best as I can understand it. Okay, we'll do it in blue because it's lake. Okay, there's Galilee. This is the Sea of Galilee. Okay. And we have the River Jordan. That's also blue. Down here. And here is, on this side, is Bethany, which is where John the Baptist is. Okay. Up here is Bethsaida, okay, at the top. Because we read later on, they find Philip, and it says, Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. So they all come, these fishermen, they all come from up here. And over here we need to know this is Capernaum. And over here is Nazareth. Okay. So, Andrew has given up fishing for a bit. He's had a week off, 2 weeks off, 3 weeks off. And he's come down here, and this is Andrew, he's here. And he's a follower of Jesus, of the disciple at the moment, of John the Baptist. He's a disciple of John the Baptist. He's down here. And Jesus moves off, and I feel that Jesus sort of, I'm not sure quite where, but he wasn't in Bethany, but he was, you know, he was up a little. Where are you staying, Jesus? I think Jesus is staying here. This is just Tony's elaboration, you know, bear with me. So they've walked up this way. It just says they spent the day, so they probably traveled a bit, because bear in mind, this distance, right, is about 80 miles. You're not going to walk that in a day. So when it says, Andrew, Simon's Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John said. And the first thing he did, he went to find his brother. But it said, where are you staying? They stayed with him and they spent the day with him. And then we have this funny thing. It was about 4 PM. So I think that Andrew and the other disciple of John went to Jesus, spent where he lived, was staying, not where he lived, where he's staying. They spent the day till about 4 o'clock. And then he went to go and get his brother. That's going to take a couple of days, all right? 2 days up, 2 days back, and he brings him back. So the important thing to understand is, what I want to get convey to you, is that Simon Peter's exchange from one life to another takes place over a period of time. And he has time to reflect. So if I'm right, there's a couple of days when Andrew, who has been with John the Baptist, and by the way, he's not been fishing for a few weeks, is catching up with Simon and saying, come on down. And so he too has left and come down to be and meet Jesus here. And I think, because he also finds Philip down there, later on we say, what is it? Next day, Jesus decided to leave, finding Philip. And we're told that Philip also came from Bethsaida. So Simon Peter probably wouldn't travel on his own. So maybe Philip came down as well. Maybe even Nathaniel. Maybe they all came from up there and come down, and they've come and met Jesus here, right? So there's all 2 days traveling down, maybe. And we read then that first Andrew did was to find his brother and tell him we found the Messiah. So Andrew knows this is the anointed one. This is the Christ. This is the one we've been waiting for. He'd be excited to bring his brother down. You know, you can imagine Simon saying, well, where have you been? I've been fishing on my own all this time. No, no, look, we found the Messiah. You must come. And so he leaves the fishing and comes, leaves it to the other partners, which is, you know, James and John, and travels down. And then he arrives, so Simon's arrived in front of Jesus, and what does Jesus do? Jesus calls him Cephas. He says, you are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas, the rock, translated as Peter. Okay, so he gets a new name. Now what, to explain what I think now happens, so that's happened. He's now got a name change, all right? So this is a few days that Simon is being called. He's got a name change. I believe they all go back to Bethsaida, okay, which is where they come from. Because in Luke's Gospel, you can read that Jesus now begins his ministry. He starts preaching. He gets, this is you need to know that this is all Galilee. This is like Oxfordshire. It's like a county. And it says he went to Galilee. Well, he starts preaching here, and he arrives to Nazareth, it says in the Luke's Gospel, and he's rejected in Nazareth. So he says, okay, and he turns up in Capernaum. We know that because we read that Jesus has lunch in Simon Peter's house because he heals his mother. The mother-in-law is ill. And we can read about how Jesus heals the mother-in-law and she can serve lunch. This is only about 3 miles. So I think it's entirely plausible that Simon Peter, Andrew, all of them can go and say, well, Jesus is preaching in Capernaum. It's only down the road. And they go to hear him preach in the synagogue. And they invite him back to lunch here. So there's another time, right? And then finally, we come to the scene by the lake, all right? I'm just trying to explain that there's quite a lot of time here going on before this scene when what happens now? Fisherman to stage manager, right? So the next reading is, one day Jesus was standing by a lake. People were crowding around. He saw the water's edge, two boats. And he got into one of the boats belonging to Simon and asked him to put out a little from the shore. So I call him stage manager. Simon's boat is used to take Jesus out so that he can preach to the people. Have you ever heard, I remember a long time ago, we were on holiday in Mevagissey. And we were up fairly high and the harbour's out and it's still. And right down the end of the pier, we could hear what the fishermen on the pier were saying. Because across still water, the voice carries. So Jesus knew that. He didn't need a megaphone. He didn't need one of these. He just went out and spoke across the water, and all the people could hear very clearly what he was saying. So he's used the boat of Simon Peter, and out they've gone. So Simon is part of the stage management there. What do you call it? The behind to put that in place. And now we have failure to fish abundance. Because what happens is he sat down and taught the people. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out further into deep water and let down your nets for a catch. Well, Simon had been fishing all night. When Andrew and James and John, they'd been fishing all night and caught nothing. It was one of those nights. Master, we've worked hard all night, haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I'll let down the nets. And they let down the nets. And all these fish come up, such a large quantity, the nets begin to break. You see the nets breaking. And they signaled the brothers over, Andrew and James and John with their boat, to fill their boat as well. And then the boats start to sink. That's how many fish there are. So, when this happened, it says, Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. Why did he do that? He's seen the miracle of this catch. He's spent all this time, there's been a lot of time here, thinking about the fact that Andrew has said, see, he's the anointed one. And it connects with John the Baptist calling and saying, this is the Lamb of God. So Simon Peter, like us, takes some time to understand who Jesus is, but there has to come a point in our life when we say, I'm sorry, Lord, I've sinned. I've been ignoring you. I've done this wrong. I've done that wrong. There has to be a point of repentance before we come and have that relationship with Jesus. And so Simon Peter gets on his knees and says, go away from me, I'm a sinful man. And all his companions were astonished at the catch of the fish, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And Jesus says, don't be afraid. Say, don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people, for men. This is the exchange. It's not just a change. Nets, I'm leaving them. They all leave their nets. And they follow Jesus. No longer a fisherman. No longer the security of that. I wonder sometimes whether this big cache of fish was like the redundancy pay for all the hired people. So they had lots of money to kind of, you know, carry on when Simon Peter and Andrew and James and John are gone. It was a very big catch and it would have supported them. But to the unknown, they didn't know what they were letting themselves in for, following Jesus, did they? They could have done. And many of us, when we were called, we said, I don't want to know, I don't, you know, but you've got to come to that point of repentance to say, I'm sorry, Jesus, I've done this wrong, I've done that wrong, I've ignored you. And now they leave their fishing into the unknown, a complete exchange of life. So Jesus is first. We need to follow him. And the other two accounts are in Matthew and in Mark, and they're very brief. As Jesus was walking beside the Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. And at once they left their nets and followed him. So, you know, Mark is very succinct, but it embraces a real story going on here of how Simon Peter meets Jesus, is called by his brother Andrew to come down, and all this happens, and even, you know, they go to the next door town of Capernaum. There's a lot of time, and I don't know whether it's America, but there have been surveys about how long it takes people to come to know Jesus, and on average, according to that American work, it's 12 meetings, 12 engagements before they finally come to that point. It is always a journey. Of course, God can do it. The Holy Spirit can do it immediately, like that. Of course, that can happen. But it's usually a journey. And what my message to you is that we put Jesus first, we follow him, and don't forget that we might be only one small part of that journey. We might not be an Andrew that's got to travel 80 miles, 60 miles, and back there and back in order to get somebody. We might just be somebody that just says, come to Capernaum, or listen now whilst Jesus is speaking in the boat. We just might have one small in a chain of events in order to help somebody come to know Jesus. And praise the Lord, Simon, now called Peter, came to know Jesus, and we are all blessed because of what he did. And who knows, even going out in the week ahead, when you might have the opportunity to show love to somebody, to care for them, who knows, you might even be able to say and talk about your friend Jesus. And that little touch, you don't know what it is, might be the journey, and the person that you bring a journey to might bring thousands. How many did Peter bring? How many has he brought? Thousands, millions, because he was obedient to give up his fishing. Not just a change, but a complete exchange of life. To be blessed.